And back to Kathleen for strategy three.
Thanks. I'm going to turn our attention to coastal and marine living resources. And I learned a lot about this topic by participating in the working group. Conserving and restoring coastal habitats such as this mid-coast marsh on the border between Georgetown and Arousic, and managing them effectively will assist with storing carbon. And we call this emerging field of study blue carbon. So first we need a comprehensive inventory of what we call blue carbon stocks. What are we storing now in terms of carbon in our living marine systems? And what will we achieve through restoration and management of tidal marshes, eelgrass, and seaweed habitats? There's also a financial mechanism here, working on the incentives or financial mechanisms to do this blue carbon work may be pursued as part of the Maine Won't Wait effort. Next. So again, focusing on living marine resources, we know that our natural systems, if they're healthy, are much better to adapt. They'll withstand changes in temperature and other climate stressors. So this fourth recommendation to the Climate Council involves helping communities with proactive planning and adoption of methods such as natural solutions for erosion, which we call living shorelines, bluff erosion management, which is really critical on some of Maine's islands and in the mid-coast area, and then beach nourishment where appropriate. In addition, development of restoration plans for rivers, streams, and tidal crossings will enable us to make our natural systems more resilient. And all of these, the efforts that I just mentioned on restoration plans, tidal road crossings, that has a large DMR imprint on it because of the work in the Coastal Program and the Bureau of Sea Run Fisheries. And then finally, our stormwater management tools will help our shellfish and aquaculture industries thrive. Next.
The fifth